Welcome to the fourth edition of our weekly Bible study, taken from the book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 to 22. And I read, "After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made his couch of small cords, he drew them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house and a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thy house has eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and would I rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. May the Lord bless his holy word in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's have a look at how relevant the above scriptures is to you and I and the church in our society today. The church today represents the old temple. The temple is a place of sacrifice where every believer brings their various sacrifices to the Most High God. They bring such things as oxen, sheep, and doves. Unfortunately, the people soon turned the house of God to a marketplace where goods were exchanged for cash. There were cheating, lying, deceit, and fraudulent practices in the temple, though you may look at it at first hand and think they were doing the right thing, since our God requires a sacrifice. Unfortunately, greed, love of money, and total disrespect for God had ensued in the temple. Our Lord Jesus Christ, being the Lion of the tribe of Judah, was having none of that nonsense. He made a scorch like a whip and beat them and drove them out of the temple of God. In our modern day church, which is now a temple, the art of merchandise has not changed. We have turned the house of God to a marketplace or an auction room where the highest bidder wins. In our churches, people now auction or buy miracle. The more money you pay, the more olive oil put on your head. These things are not meant to be. You and I have a responsibility to speak out against these practices. They are not right. Not only the churches. Remember, Jesus Christ threw down the gauntlet and challenged them to destroy this temple, and it shall be built back up again in 3 days. He was referring to his body as the temple of God. A lot of us have defiled our bodies, which is the temple of God, just to please the world. There is no difference between Christians and unbelievers anymore. Christians tattoo their bodies in outrageous places just to kowtow to the world practices. They compromise the word of God and try to justify it under the principles of grace. God is talking to the church, to you and to myself, to change our ways. Otherwise, it will come with a scourge and whip us out of his kingdom. Where are you today with your worship of our Heavenly Father? Are you one of those that have turned their body to a plaything for the enemy, or turned the church of God to an unction room? My Lord Jesus Christ is talking to you today to repent of your ways and turn away from your wickedness. Our Lord Jesus Christ is looking for the true worshippers that are bold and non-compromising of his word. What are you? Are you a lion for Jesus Christ or a timid follower of Christ? May the Lord God have mercy. Shall we pray? I pray that my Heavenly Father will remove from you and help you to overcome that challenge that is stopping you from being totally committed to Him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that my Heavenly Father will give you the confidence to declare His awesomeness at all times in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that my Heavenly Father will separate you from wrong influence and unfriendly friends and take away the art of idol worshiping from you. I pray that the love of God in your life will not wax cold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that my Heavenly Father will anoint you to do His work without fear or favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray. Amen. Till I come your way next week, my name is Apostle Michael. Please send me an email at my email address info@apfa.org.uk. Again, my email address is info@apfa.org.uk.